size quite clear. Yes.
Can you change it? Can you change it? And what kind of scientist you are?
See the problem. May I put a question?
Yes.
Yesterday I made the acquaintance of a theologist professor from the University of Montreal. He said that the Roman Catholic presentation of Christianity is that God came to share the suffering of man.
That is another rascal. Why God should share the suffering of man?
I asked him this and he said, so that man would accept more as reality suffering.
He could still have rascal number one. You are trying for becoming happy, and his theory is that man will accept suffering. The very proposition is trusted. Everybody is trying for to become happy. There is progress. Atyantik, and Sanskrit it is called Atyantik Dukkha Nirjukti. There is suffering. Our struggle for existence means to mitigate the suffering, to minimize or to make his needs. That is our struggle. We are not submitting to suffering. Then what is the civilization? What is human civilization? We don't want suffering. That is our solution. Why these rascals say that we shall suffer? Let's see, the theologian is a rascal. Therefore we say everyone rascal.
The same theologian, Prabhupada, calls himself an atheist theist. He said, I'm an atheist theist.
Atheist theist? What is this?
This rascal.
Another rascal. Another rascal for good.
I asked him, how can a theologist be an atheist?
The whole thing is that because the whole world is full of rascals, they are all talking nonsense. No meaning. No meaning. It is only we are pointed out that you are a rascal. You speak all nonsense. Now, taking this word, atheist. What does it mean by atheist?
Without theism?
No. That is not explanation.
Atheist means not believing in God.
Yeah. Say like that. Don't say in a negative way. In a positive way. What does it mean? Atheist?
That there is no God.
There is no God. Then what do you mean by God? Next question. Next question will be, what do you mean by God?
So he will say the conception which has been presented by different religions.
What is your conception? Why do you go to different religions? You are talking with me. So you say, what do you mean by God? Next question will be this. Don't go to others. Don't fly up. You are atheist. You are posing yourself atheist. Atheist means one who does not believe in God. That's all. Now, what do you mean by God? First of all, the thing must be there. Then you believe or not believe next. Just like here is a person. He says, I believe in him. I say, I don't believe in him. But the person is there.
Well, say God's just an idea. God is an idea.
Idea. That is.
But ideas don't always represent facts.
Yes.
Ideas don't always represent facts.
So the idea is there. You say that it is not fact, but others say it is a fact. So how it will be mitigated? How it will be settled? God, what is there? You say that it is an idea.
Sky flower is an idea, but it's not fact.
No, that's a God. Let us speak on the God. You say it is an idea. I say it is not an idea, it is fact.
And they say by objective empirical analysis, it has to be researched.
Let us analyze. Let us analyze. That we say that God means supreme. Supreme being. So how you can say that supreme being is an idea? How you can say? You accept supreme being. So how you can say it is idea? It is fact.
They say there's no necessity for a supreme
being. No, there's a necessity. If you don't accept, then you'll be bitten with fools. Because as soon as there is red light, you have to accept supreme authority.
But that's an authority we've imposed upon ourselves.
Huh?
That's an authority we've
imposed upon ourselves. Yes, because there is need, therefore you have done it. There is necessity.
Well, some of them say because people are generally ignorant, therefore we need this idea of God.
But you are less than ignorant. You are less than ignorant. You are less than rascal. If I call you a rascal, then I give you some honor.
See, Lenin said that the God is just opiate of the people to keep them.
No. That means Lenin wanted to become God. That's all.
Yes, he was.
The God idea is there. But he cannot be God because he was under the laws of God. He died. He died. He could not save himself from death. Therefore, he is not supreme authority. He accepted supreme authorities, but he wanted himself to become the supreme authority. Now, when he died, he is not supreme authority. He is forced to die, then there is another supreme authority.
Well, then they can say, ultimately death is meaningless anyway.
Huh? Why
meaningless? Ultimately
meaning death is meaningless. Why meaningless? Why you are afraid of death when I come to kill you?
Well, that is meaningless doesn't mean I can't place some value on it at any given point.
Why meaningless? It has meaning. Then why you are fighting? Why you fought for the revolution?
Let's give an example like numbers. Numbers are only useful for a purpose, but actually they're meaningless.
But the purpose is meaningless. Then your purpose is meaningless.
Yes, because ultimately everything is meaningless.
Then you are a rascal.
What?
You are working for meaningless things. Then you are a rascal. That's all. And that is my version, that you are a rascal number one.
So let's say everyone can introduce their own meaning to whatever they want.
No, then why do you try to get many followers? Let them do their own work.
No, to proliferate your own meaning.
No. You have got own meaning. You be satisfied with your own meaning. I've got my own meaning. Why do you bother me?
Well, my meaning may be to bother you.
Huh?
That may be part of my meaning.
Then my meaning is to beat you with shoes.
That's not that good. That's
not that like Lenin, no one ever beat me. He was not beaten. He
doesn't know. No. You are also beaten. By death.
Well, he's not awesome. Death is not
that. That means if he is beaten, he will not accept it. He's such a rascal. He's such a rascal. He is being beaten every moment. He's becoming old. He is becoming diseased. He's dying. He says, I'm not beaten.
Actually, he still thinks that he's beating death.
He's being beaten every moment, every second. And he still says, I'm not beaten. That is rascal number one. One is accepting that, yes, I am being beaten. He's saying that. And one who says that I'm not beaten, he's getting old, and in every moment he's being beaten, and he still says I'm not beaten.
Well, they have a philosophy called existentialism. Huh? That so long something exists, we can place value on it, but when it ceases to exist, there's no remorse, there's nothing to lament.
And there's no nothing to lament, but why don't you exist? Why you struggle for existence?
Like they say, if you have money in your hand, as long as you have it, you can utilize it, but if you lose it, don't worry. It's nothing to lament.
But they worry. At Rexigan, they crash.
Well, they just fall short of their philosophy. Okay. Their philosophy, they have this idea.
So, please, no hard work. No sane man would accept you that.
Most Western people are so frustrated they accept these philosophies wholeheartedly.
That is frustration. That is not real life.
It's like you say in the Bhagavad Gita, they're so angry with all types of speculation. They become so angry with all types of speculation that they become frustrated and disgusted.
Yes, frustration is not life. Frustration is practice. Disappointment, that is not life.
They say that that frustration is the only reality.
No.
Oh, I'm sure.
That means they do not know the value of life.
Yeah, that's it. That means laughter. That means laughter.
One of their chief philosophers, his name was Camus. So after he was propounding his philosophy and writing many books, one night he was driving in his car and he decided, well, there's no meaning, so why not just drive my car off a cliff? So he just drove his car off a cliff. Finished himself off.
Bad, bad thing.
But his books are, in colleges especially, millions and millions of students accept his books as practical gospel.
Subject matter of the book.
Subject matter of his books is life is ultimately absurd. There's no real meaning to it. We place our own meaning.
To prove absurdism, his reason.
That means absurd reason.
That's what you have to realize. Everything is absurd. There's no existence of the human living.
These foremost works of the problem.
Well, now, this thing is that you are saying absurd. I'm saying not absurd. And we've settled on this. That is it. If you settle your own affair, I settle my own affair. So we'll settle it. Whether I'm right or wrong.
You settle the debt.
That's all. Mittu sarva haras. The debt is equally acceptable by you and me. But and it is also fact, you don't want to die, I also don't want to die. Then there is authority.
No, but in this case, he didn't care. He died willingly.
No, no. He didn't care, but he always takes care. That is a fact. He always takes care.
No, but in this instance, he died willingly. He wanted to die. Maybe he might be pretending.
Yes, he did not want to die, but just to keep prestige, he might have died. Yes.
I think he wanted to die.
Like people who do
say, yes, you want to die, let me kill you immediately. Be happy.
You know another book called Nausea. Where he wrote how life made him sick to his stomach.
That is madman. Sometimes madman commits suicide.
Yes.
He's a madman. Yes.
I think in the last 300 to 200 years, all the most famous writers, scholars, intellectuals, they all became madmen.
Yeah, they must be, because they do not know what is to be known. Knowledge. Their knowledge is imperfect.
They all died mad.
Madman means when one becomes frustrated, he becomes mad. That is it.
The people, after them, they think that their lives are very great.
There are two classes of men. We don't say that their life was great. So therefore, I say, he is settled. I am right or he is right. They always will find the madman will say, I am right. Another man says, you are not right, I am right. Then who is settled up? That is the point. You will find always these two classes on that. He says, you are right, I am that.
By committing suicide, didn't he accept that finally death was the only thing that was not absurd?
Huh?
Yes.
Not that, but then you see, only solution.
Such books, Prabhupada, because it requires no commitment on their part.
Eh?
It requires no commitment. To read such men, oh yes, that's very nice. I can read them and put them down. But it doesn't require me to trust in God or do anything for the book.
No. Books are written in favor. If you want to know more about us, then here is book. Because from books generally we get knowledge. Otherwise, book is not useful. Very brilliant, right? And if the light is little more brilliant than when finished. Huh? If the same light becomes little more brilliant, that means finished. Hold on. The figure of man.
Several years ago, you gave a series of lectures in New York on atonement. The very famous devotee said, relative very much, Pius Chiffin.
Yes.
This is also in Christian theology to a large extent, plus another concept called feeling very sorry for one's sinful activity.
Repentance. Yes. Repentance.
Not so much repentance, it's called the classic idea is that one goes away and just lives in a state of remorse. Solitude and remorse. Thinking how sinful and wretched he is. And performing severe austerities.
Huh?
Going away, living in a monastery, performing severe austerities, and always contemplating how sinful and wretched we are. How we must suffer.
Everyone is suffering. But one who knows that he suffers, he is in pain.
The martyr.
Everyone is suffering. If you are not suffering, why are you coward? Why you are coward? Because you are suffering. Is it not?
Yes.
Why are you not naked but? Because you are suffering, therefore you have power. It is a fact.
But if somebody says, no, you are not suffering, then he is a madman.
So, everyone is suffering. One who knows it, he is intelligent.
Yes. We have no hypothesis philosophy they're just guilty.
Huh?
They're always guilty.
Yes.
They have no positive philosophy.
That makes more sense. He carries a positive philosophy to mitigate his suffering. What is that? Somebody is suffering, I say, take this blanket, cover. If he says, no, I'm not going to take it. Is that same man?
Then he will continue suffering.
Huh?
He will continue suffering.
Yes. Our representation is that everyone is suffering. And struggling. How to stop this suffering? This is material work. Everyone is suffering. And the struggle is called progress. So we are offering something also. Here is something. We accept it. And we are suffering to the material. Nobody can say, no, we are not suffering. That is insanity. Everyone.
Suffering comes from our sinful activities?
Yes. Therefore, Krishna says, Angva sarva pape bhama khrishyami, I shall give you protection from sinful reactions after that. Because you are suffering for sinful reactions. Suffering means if you disobey the laws of the state, you suffer. That is sinful. Because you have disobeyed,
One has difficulty becoming Krishna conscious. That's suffering?
Huh?
That is also suffering?
Oh, what is it?
You guys, that's
something.
You once said that if someone is not attracted to chanting, then he's being punished by Yamaraj.
Yeah. Well, by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, you can save your suffering. What is the difficulty? Not that. Everyone is suffering. And everyone is trying to get out of the suffering. That is also
trying to get out of suffering by committing more sins?
Yes. Because they do not know how to get out of the suffering.
So people who think that they are not suffering, that they are actually suffering.
It is difficult to teach inside person. That's what the best name is. Without teaching, please come here, chant Hare Krishna Mantra and text little prasadam and go home. Then his insanity will be cured. Then he will be cured. This is our point. Don't sermonize in the beginning. We simply request, all right, you are very good. Nobody is more intelligent than you. Please come here, sit down, stand down. It is very nice. And take little prasada. Go home. That is our program. Then it is. When he comes to little vanity, then he is.
What the theologians call contrition means an actual thinking about how sinful we are, actually meditating on our sinful condition.
Yes, yeah. So simply meditating on sinful condition, that is also good. But what is the counteraction? That he must know. Just like one man is suffering from some disease, he knows that I have infected this disease. Simply thinking, oh, I have been infected by the disease. That is not good. You must go to the physician to cure it.
Yes.
That is interesting.
Or he's like a criminal.
Huh?
He commits a crime. It's nice that he laments, but he can't just lament. He has to start weeping.
Yes, he must go to the state and offer, please kill me. Then state may consider. I have committed this murder, so the law is I must give my life, so I prepared. Then immediately he will be excused.
Prabhupada, that he committed some wrongdoing, and he was very, very sorry. He was crying and very sorry. He said, that's all right. That's nice. Now do something about it.
Yes.
Engage yourself in Christian service.
Yes. It is the duty of the physician. If somebody comes, better. But I'm suffering like this. All right. Don't be sorry. Sit down. I'll give you
the rational philosophers do, psychologists and scientists, to say the things that are very sinful actions. The Krishna says in the Bible and all of the scriptures they are sinful, they say that's all right, you may do those things. Not only do they deny God's existence, but they say that which is sinful is actually good for you. Yes, you must have intoxication, take your illicit sex life like that.
No good man will say that. That is a defense in good manner. Say an example like that. So there one blind man is going this side. And another man says, yes, you are all right, go this side. This is the way. Either he does not know this aspect. He says, yes, you can go this side. But he'll fall down, both hands and die. Both of them do not know. So one blind man, Andharatham, Virupunyamana, one blind man is giving direction to another blind. This is the way. Therefore, basic method is to take direction. You must go to Guru. That is, Tatvijnana Thamsa, Guru Mayva Vidakshya. Guru Eva must go. Then he'll get the right direction. Otherwise, misdirection.
There must have been very many gurus. Were there many gurus then?
Try to understand what is the meaning of Guru. Guru means heavy. So one who knows more than you, or one who knows perfectly, that he is Guru. So if you know anything perfectly, then you are Guru. But if you do not know anything perfectly, then you are not a Guru. You are absent. Guru means one who knows perfectly. If you find out somebody that he knows everything perfectly, then he's Guru. That is the first prayer to Vasta. Sansara dava nalali loka trana karunda sanadhanathyam. Everyone is in the blazing fire of this material existence. It is just like forest fire. Just like there is fire in the forest, all the inhabitants of forest, all the animals, they become so much in pattar condition. So Guru means to rescue from this forest fire. So therefore, it is saying, Vanadhanastam, a forest fire can be reduced or can be extinguished. Fire, there must be water, but where from the water will come? Your fire brigade bucket full of water will not save. The water must come from cloud. So therefore Guru is a cloud. He has taken the mercy from the ocean or from God and he pours the mercy immediately. The fire is extinguished. And you are saved. This is the samsara dama nalaniya loka prana karana dhanadhana. Raptas, one who has received mercy from the Supreme, he can say, nobody can say. Your so-called fire brigade, a bucket full of water will not say. That is not possible. So, as these rascals are simply trying to extinguish the blazing fire of material existence by so-called bucket full of water, it will not say. It will be waste of time. If the cloud comes, but then it will be said. The Guru is the cloud. That is it. Sanatanatam means cloud. Dense cloud. That's not saying dense cloud and force water finished. Or blazing fire. That is Guru. And Nakam Das has to say, Vishaya Vishadhale Vivanishi Vyajo. My heart is burned by the heart of this material existence. Torivare Nakoin Upar. I did not make any arrangement for getting out of this path. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. Now, this Harinama Sankirtan is coming from Goloka, from the spiritual one. I did not take care of his energy. This is the fire extinguishing instrument. Chant Hare Krishna in this way. And the fire is just. Oh, Hari Nama Sanskrit. Rotina Janini the kind of Nama.
Saktavish Avatar?
Guru is a mercy incarnation of God. Mercy incarnation. God is kind to everyone. So, he is teaching everyone from within, but still to make it still more explicit, he sends his mercy in the form of Guru.
The Shaktavik avatar means Krishna coming or in the form of a living entity empowered by him for
yes.
some special purpose.
Yes.
Guru is greater than
Shaktavasana. Hmm? No. Guru is considered as Krishna himself. Guru be Krishna on avatar. That's to teach the conditioned soul. Guru comes inside and Krishna comes inside in the form of Guru. Therefore we sing in the Krishna Chakravarti Thakur's prayer, Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastra. In every Shastra, Guru is accepted as directly Krishna. Sakshad. Sakshad means direct. Sakshad Haritvena as Krishna. He is accepted in every Shastra. Sakshadharitena samatta sastre rupta. It is said. Rupta sattha bhavvataiva sadhvi. And this statement is accepted by advanced devotees. It is not only statement, but it is accepted. But the next question, does it mean that Guru is Krishna? Therefore, no one Krishna wanted? No. Kintu prabhoja priya eva kasya. Guru is exalted because he is very confidential servant of Krishna. Here it is clear. Not that he is respected as Krishna, therefore he has become Krishna. This is Mayava. He has become Krishna. No. Kintu, but don't think that there is no more Krishna. Finish. Guru is here. That makes the Mayava decision. That's this rascal, Guruji. I am Krishna. Not that. Kintu prabhuja priya eva kasya. He is the most confidential servant. Pande Guraski Sarana. This is clear.
When we
although he is respected as good as Krishna, but he never says that I am Krishna. He says I am servant. And actually he is the most confidential servant. Therefore, we distinguish this way that Sevya Bhagavan and Sevak Bhagavan. Worshipable God and worshipper God. Follow? God, but worshipper God.
Pasan Bhagavatam. Pasan Bhagavatam.
Yes. Both of them God. But one God is worshipable and another God is worshipper. So for the disciple, both of them are worshipable. Because both of them are God. That is the disciple. Seva Bhagavan, Seva Bhagavan.
Therefore, when we hear from the words of Guru, we're actually hearing Krishna.
Yes. That is said. The Saprasada Bhagavat Prasad. If you please Guru, then Krishna is pleased. Because he is saying the same thing. Just like we are, what was the day? Krishna said, Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Saranam Bhajam. We are saying that he just surrendered to Krishna. We are inventing nothing. That's why I am Guru. Because I am saying Krishna's word, not my word. Therefore I am good. As soon as I say my word, then I am good. It is it.
You are the only one, Srila Prabhupada, who claims to be servant. The rest of them take Krishna's position.
Because they are not Guru.
So therefore Mayavadi.
They are not Guru. That is the divide. The one who is not Guru, he is taking the place of Guru. Therefore, people are misled.
One man who has written a book on these different so-called spiritual movements has remarked, your divine grace is the only one of all. The big difference between our movement and the others is that you claim to be servant, and the others claim to be God.
Yes, isn't it?
It's in a book talking about different spiritual movements in this country.
He has appreciated this.
He has made that remark. He has noted that difference.
Therefore, I am unique.
Yes.
Then I can become unique.
Yes.
I do not. I am not among the rascals.
I tell the students, they ask me how they can distinguish between gurus. I tell them the real guru claims to be servant.
Yeah.
And not God.
Yeah.
And I said, only one guru can says he is servant. That is Srila Prabhupada. And they can understand that.
Sincere people will appreciate that.
Yeah.
In the early days of this movement, Srila Prabhupada in New York, devotees have said that they did not know how to treat your divine grace. They did not know your exalted position. I think we are still very much offensive.
I'm right.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
sat down in a flat where people are washing their feet. Representative of Krishna. I came to preach Krishna consciousness, and Krishna has sent so many representatives to help me. I consider like that. Without your help, I could not do. So I wanted Krishna's help, so Krishna has sent you. Therefore, you are representative of Krishna. That is my concept.
We're just dogs, Prabhupada.
No.
Barking at your feet, that's all.
That is your humbleness. That is nice.
Not humbleness, that's fact.
Very good.
It's wrong, sir, that there are some things that the guru says that the disciple does not accept.
Huh? What is that?
It says that there are some things that the guru says that the disciple will not accept.
Who says?
Jayadora told me that in the Shastra it says that.
Huh?
So when the guru says that the disciple is nice, he does not accept.
That is very good quality. God, that has written like that.
No, he was telling me that it was in one shot.
Well, he is very intelligent. Yes. Just like Guru does not accept. Although he is worshipped like Krishna, he never accepts that I am Krishna. That is our parampara system. Shishya has to accept Guru as Krishna, but Guru will never accept that is Krishna. This is our relationship. Sakshadharitena samasta sastra. Samasta sastra, all revealed scripture.
This is the unique quality of Vaishnava.
Yes.
Nowhere you can find it.
One time, Srila Prabhupada, you said, I will go to hell. But none of your disciples accepted that.
Actually, coming to this country, this is hell.
No.
I'm not in hell. I'm with the devotees. So how can I say I'm in hell? My duty is to serve my Guru and live with the devotees. That is Krishna's grace. My mission is to serve my Guru but live with the devotees. Tadera charana sevi bhakta sane. Janame janame mor ei adhikar. This is my desire, life after. A guru, a bhakta, does not aspire that he is going to Vaikuntha. Never mind. But their only desire, his only desire is that to start the predecessor acharya and live with the Lord. That's all. This is the only answer. Tattva Tishthan Narada
Yatra Gayanti Madhvaksa.
Where the place where the devotees are glorifying the Lord. Krishna is there. See, Krishna is there with the devotees, that then wherever devotees are there, there is Vaikuntha. There is Vaikuntha. This is our temple. There is Vaikuntha. Because the devotees are chanting the glories of the Lord. So, that is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is not limited. Vaikuntha, Krishna can expand himself. Similarly, Vaikuntha can also be expanded. Vrindavan can expand. So wherever there is Krishna, there is Vaikuntha. And where is not Krishna? That is to be appreciated.
Then in anyone appreciates Krishna everywhere, when he is living in Vaikuntha.
He is not living in hell or Lhasa.
Pure devotee goes, that place is immediately purified.
That's not true.
Yes, because Krishna helps. As soon as the pure devotee sees Krishna immediately comes there, so it becomes open.
More fortunate than gopis, Srila Prabhupada. Walking with you on the beach is better than dancing off the dance in Vrindavan.
It's not like that, but you can say wherever Krishna topics are there, it is as good as Vrindavan. Sangatma bija sangita bhavanti ritkanna sarana tatha. By association, bodhantam parasparam. These things are there in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, and this is
in the application of the world. On the subject of Krishna, the supreme scientist. And let us publish it. That article is very nice. If he writes such articles, the conclusion is Krishna the supreme scientist, Krishna the supreme economist, Krishna the supreme philosopher, Krishna the supreme counsel, Krishna everything, the conclusion is supreme, Krishna, then his activities fulfilled. He becomes successful. The conclusion should be Krishna. Yes. Whatever he may. He may be musician, he may be artist, he may be physicist, he may be chemist, he may be scientist, whatever he may be, if he writes articles on the subject matter and concludes that Krishna is the supreme, then finish. Then he is successful. Yes. Just like your theology. You write theology and prove Krishna is the supreme Lord. Then you all attain this success. We are trying to understand the supreme. So therefore, as soon as you come to the supreme, you are successful. This is success. With your talent, you simply come to the conclusion that Krishna is the supreme. Yes. So, our business is, because we are neither scientists nor musicians, nothing on this earth, layman, we are simply saying, Krishna is supreme, that's all. Never mind. What else? This is understanding of supreme. After many, many births, one who is wise, he will accept Krishna and surrender. Maunam jan munavan tik janavar man prabhat. Vasudeva sarma. So Mahatma Sudhullava. He is Mahatma. Yes, so he is accepted as that. Vasudeva Krishna is the wish.
You're the supermost Mahatma, Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.